This one is called Double Shot. The case. Trixie Belle has been at the beauty salon for 2 hours when she gets the phone call from a horrified neighbor. I knew you'd be there. I just heard a gunshot coming from your house. I've called the police. When Trixie races home, she finds the police wheeling out the body of her wealthy, elderly husband, Alex. An officer tells her that the house has been ransacked and it looks like a botched burglary has turned into murder. That same night, Buddy, a gardener, is found dead in his apartment in apparent suicide. The same gun that shot Alex is clutched in his hand. The mystery: how did the two men die, and what part, if any, did Buddy play in Alex Bell's death?
Well, they both died from gunshot wounds. Seems pretty obvious.
Okay, well, you said it last time that it was obvious, so. Was it actually the husband that died? Or was it like a staged thing?
Do you want me to read the whole thing over again?
What?
Why?
Or are you guys
good? I got it.
Did
Trixie actually do it somehow? Was she a part of it and her hair
was Define what you mean.
Did she hire somebody?
Did she play a part in their deaths?
Yes.
Okay. Did she hire somebody to do it?
No.
Did she...
Was she having an affair with the gardener?
No.
Did she kill the husband, throw a bullet in the fireplace, leave...
Make a forgery bullet.
Leave. The bullet, pew! It sounded like a gunshot.
No.
Did she set it up? Oh, wait a minute.
I rephrased that whole question because you asked 5 questions in one.
Well, I was just setting up the whole, like,
the scene.
No.
She shot him,
no.
Killed him. Like, remember that one where...
Yeah.
Did she have a thing with the neighbor planned out?
No.
That heard it? Okay. And she didn't hire anybody?
No.
Did Buddy actually shoot the husband? Was the
yes
husband,
or no.
Was the husband shot? Oh, yeah, he was shot because the shot's down.
But
yes and yet, no.
Wait, the husband's dead and Buddy's dead?
Yeah.
Okay. Parents suicide.
So Buddy, yes and no, shot him, though. The husband.
Mm-hmm.
Did he shoot him on accident?
Well... He shot him.
Did he shoot himself and the bullet go through his head or body and then shoot the husband?
Who's at his apartment?
Oh.
Wait a minute. Trixie.
I'm like, that's a hell of a gun because across town.
Oh, wait, it died in 2 separate areas?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were in the same house.
Yeah,
Buddy died
in
the
same
house.
It's a magic bullet.
Yeah.
It won't have to take time to travel. This is later that day.
Yeah, the momentum from traveling there, you know.
Trixie, was that her name? She,
irrelevant.
Was she?
Well, they made it very, they're like the old guy.
Yeah, they said her wealthy, elderly husband.
Yeah, so she
oh, but she's
him
not
for
young.
Wealth.
He's,
it doesn't matter.
Well, I'm just wondering if she seduced the gardener into thinking that
they were going to run away together.
Yeah, and made it convinced him that they were going to be together. Oh. That she was like 90.
So did Buddy shoot him on accident?
No.
He purposely shot him.
Mm-hmm.
But you said yes and no.
Yeah.
How do you yes and no shoot somebody?
No, I said he shot me. He shot me.
But you also said
but
yes and no.
But did he not? He didn't mean to shoot
because
him.
Because you said he shot and killed me.
He didn't mean to
so
shoot
he
him.
So he shot him, but he didn't kill him. So Buddy shot the old man, but he didn't kill him.
Yes.
All I know
so the old man died some other way.
Like,
he didn't die from the gunshot wound. Did they get into a fight after?
No.
Did the old man kill himself after?
No.
I was going to say that too.
So did somebody else come back and shoot him again? It's called double shot.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because 2 people were shot or if he was shot twice.
But he said he didn't die from a gunshot wound.
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Said, did he die from a gunshot wound? I said no.
Did he die from lack of care after gunshot wound?
He didn't bleed out?
No. If you get it, doesn't matter. If you get lack of care, the gunshot wound still killed you. It's still death by gunshot wound. Not death by, damn it, you should have put a Band-Aid on.
If only I had that Band-Aid.
If only you'd use Neosporin, he'd still be here with us. JFK, we're sorry, bud. We didn't know.
They didn't have Neosporin back then.
No, and see
dead.
What happened. We could have saved Abraham Lincoln. Could have gotten him too.
Poor honest Abe. He's just hanging out watching a freaking theater show.
Okay, so Buddy.
I'll play.
Buddy.
This one's tough.
Buddy.
Buddy was not a nurse.
So Buddy shot him on purpose, but it didn't kill him.
But it didn't kill him. And then Buddy.
So he did do it on purpose, though. He did purposely shoot him. He didn't like accidentally shoot him.
No, he. Purposely.
Did he shoot him to kill him? And it just didn't work.
He just missed.
Oh, was there something scary behind him?
Was somebody coming to the house to like steal shit, and he shot him on accident?
Wait, you said that he didn't mean to kill him. Or shoot him.
No.
He did mean to shoot him.
She asked if he meant to shoot him. I said yes.
No,
She said, did he die from a gunshot wound? I said no.
But you said something
else. I said, did he shoot him with the intentions to kill him?
No.
You said.
No, he just shot him to wound him.
Just to wound him. Were they shooting at each other like a joke?
Nope.
Russian roulette. Russian roulette. You shoot me, I shoot you. High five.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man, you weren't supposed to shoot me. If that was a joke.
Haven't you ever seen any gun commercial ever? It goes, hey, look at this. It's cool. Bang. Oops.
Them gun commercials.
That's what I was going to say. Did they do that?
What gun commercials are you watching? Because I've never seen one.
Really?
I've never seen a gun commercial.
All the time with kids, it shows kids like.
So it's like a gun safe commercial.
No, it's like a gun safe. It's to promote gun safety.
Yeah, yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Don't leave your shit in your closet.
Yeah, but you made it seem like it was like to sell guns.
No.
It's not damn near muscle on the commercial.
Don't worry, it was just a joke. We just did it for shits and giggles.
I forgot what we were even at.
I know. Okay,
so he shot him on purpose, but he did not kill him.
Yes.
And he wasn't intending to kill him.
No.
Did
what's the guy's name?
Which one, Buddy?
Buddy?
No, the old man.
I don't think that we know.
Alex.
Did Alex, was Alex like, hey, like,
hey, Buddy, shoot me.
No.
Like, was he not afraid of the fact that Buddy was pointing a gun at him?
No, it doesn't matter. No.
But he didn't mean to. He shot at him, but didn't mean to shoot him.
No.
What? No, he meant to shoot him. He just didn't want to kill him. He just wanted to wound him.
No.
What the fuck?
So he didn't shoot him by accident.
No.
He shot him on purpose.
Yes.
But it wasn't to kill him.
No.
Were they doing something together that it was?
Are they friends at all?
No, he's his gardener. They're not friends.
They could be friends.
Like his boss.
So they're not friends.
They're not friends.
They're just acquaintances.
They're just a boss and a hiree.
Yes.
Was the hiree wanting a raise or something?
No.
Was the house actually ransacked by somebody else? Because it said that it looked like a ransack gone wrong.
Was it just made to look like somebody was a robbery?
Was it an actual robbery or was it made to look like a robbery?
Define somebody else and yes, it was made to look like a robbery.
Did the wife come and set up to make it look like a robbery?
Mm-mm.
Did Buddy?
Mm-hmm.
Buddy so made Buddy it look like a robbery.
So Buddy knew once he shot him that he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't like just and leave.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't die from a gunshot wound.
Mm-hmm.
Did Buddy go home thinking that he killed
him? Oh, he came back and shot him later. He killed him some other way first.
No. When he was ransacking the house and he actually knocked over a vase and it just...
poison?
I should have just done that first.
Yes.
It has to do with poison. So somehow he got poison.
Was it a poison bullet?
No.
No, what the...
It's some stuff and then you shoot it.
Does it have to be, is it some type of like chemical he used for his gardening? It doesn't matter what kind of poison it was.
It doesn't matter how he got poisoned.
So he was poisoned by the wife initially.
Yes.
How he got poisoned.
Was he initially poisoned by the wife?
Yes.
So she poisoned him. Were they working together? Her
and the
buddy and the wife?
Yeah. So they both tried to kill him unknowingly?
No.
No, I think Buddy, did he
find... Was, time, he was, did not shoot him trying to kill him.
So he just, the old man was like, hey, I've been poisoned. I'm dying. Will you please end my misery? Or did he do that?
No.
He didn't?
But if you rephrase...
Buddy knew that he was poisoned, so he shot him to get him out of his misery.
No.
Buddy... rephrase. Alex... Hold on. Alex was poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy knew what Trixie's plan was, so Buddy came over and was like, hey, Trixie poisoned you. And he was like, motherfucker, get out of here. He's like, no, really? And he was like, no, get out of here. I don't believe you. And then Buddy...
Mom?
Somebody was like, you need to go to the hospital. And he's like, no. He's like, well, I'm going to shoot you.
Make you go to the hospital.
Is that how it worked?
No, you're like every worst indie movie ever. You start off with a good plot, you just go fucking left. Real far. I don't know why you start here.
It was a good plan. And you end up in fucking India.
So did Buddy know that? Did he know that his wife poisoned him? So he was like, hey, shoot me so it really looks like she killed. So there's no way to...
Mm-mm.
Did Buddy know that she was planning to poison him?
No.
So Buddy found out after he was already poisoned that she poisoned him.
Did he...
Like, once it was too late...
Yes.
Did he find the bottle of whatever and that's how he knew? How the fuck did he know then?
Okay, so hold on. This man must have been a horrible person for two people to want to kill him on the same damn day.
Yes, but Buddy didn't want to kill him. Buddy just wanted to shoot him.
Why do you just want to shoot somebody?
Did he come at him thinking that Buddy poisoned him?
Did she use poison that Buddy uses to do the work outside?
I already said that. He said it doesn't matter the type of
poison. Oh, that's right. Is this a hard one?
It says medium, but it's this
one.
Yeah,
we always take those ones as the fucking hardest.
This one's tough.
All right, so...
Honestly, when I read it, I was like, holy shit, this one's
tough. So Trixie...
Poisoned her
husband.
And then went to get her hair done.
Yes.
So Trixie poisoned him, went to the hair salon.
Yes.
Unbeknownst to her, the gardener comes over.
Yes.
And shoots Alex with no intention of killing him, just maiming him. And then ransacks the place.
Did he turn into a zombie?
Ransacks the place.
That's a solid question.
To look like somebody broke in.
The last part of that, yes.
But not the first.
I want to give you guys a hint, but
no.
I can't. You're so close. You're finally getting.
So we're still missing why the hell Buddy decided to just shoot him.
Right.
Yes.
Like, I don't understand. Why would you just shoot
him? And why Buddy killed himself.
Did Buddy actually kill himself?
Was Buddy at...
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, because Buddy's dead, too.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Buddy did not kill himself. Did Trixie kill Buddy?
Yes.
To make it look like he was the guilty person. Did they
they wouldn't even do a bio...
See if he was poisoned. So the doctors... Nobody knew he was poisoned.
Who?
Like, when they...
The husband.
Did they do an autopsy?
And doesn't say anything about Dr. Green.
So they... She just figured... Did she do something to make Buddy go over there and shoot? Like,
mm-hmm.
unbeknownst... Like, not...
Like, what
did she
just, like, happen to have a gun on him?
Did she...
No, he could be over at the house doing some gardening to say, hey, but I'm done.
You say, hey, I... Boom!
Did she shoot Buddy, kill him, and then use his hand on the gun to shoot her husband?
No. No, he shot...
He shot...
Buddy shot the husband while she was away.
Yes.
Right.
And Buddy was alive.
Yes, because he shot him.
I'm just making sure.
Buddy was the zombie. Then Buddy went home. Trixie gets the phone call, goes to the house. Police are there already. Their house has been ransacked. Blah, 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 shot.
And then she goes and kills
later
Buddy.
On, she goes and kills Buddy and makes it look like a suicide. What do we need to find out?
Say that one more time.
She goes home from the hair salon.
Mm-hmm.
The police are there. They're like, hey, your husband's been shot. Or whatever, and then
looks like a burglary
gone wrong, blah blah blah. Then later on in the afternoon, she goes to Buddy's and she shoots Buddy.
Yes.
What are we gonna find out exactly
why Buddy shot him?
You need to find out how did the two men die, which you have poisoned and then shot, and what part, if any, did Buddy play in Alex Bell's death?
So we still have to figure out why he. Shot.
I mean, really, he didn't have any part in his death because he didn't kill him.
Technically, I mean, that's all it says on the mystery.
So we technically got it.
But
I don't know. I want to know. I want to figure out why.
It says investigators must discover.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, why he shot him.
We had to figure out why you shot him.
Was the poison like a snake or spider bite? And he was like, if you shoot me in the foot, it's going to cut my foot off. Spread.
No, you guys already was asked Buddy, if he was dead when he shot him.
Was Buddy,
he's already dead when he shot him.
Was
he was already
mad?
Dead when
Wait,
he shot him?
Yeah,
you said he was poisoned. He was poisoned.
Yeah, well,
he
was
dead.
Already
he got shot.
Dead?
Because he had that part in now.
Yeah, Jason
no,
said it.
No, you. I thought
no,
he was.
Wait,
he just was poisoned and was
she
still
said,
alive.
Did he shoot him to kill him? I said no. He said so. He was already dead. And I said yeah.
Oh yeah, I did ask
that. Oh, yeah,
no,
I
did say ask
that. So he shot him afterwards. So Buddy was trying to cover up for her.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
What a bitch, and then she went and killed him.
Because she
yeah.
wanted to share all the money, and then she's like, right. sucker.
So the story.
So they did kind of have a thing, then. Not necessarily,
no.
Not a romantic thing, but they had,
no.
they were together.
How did he know that,
plan.
How did he know that she
no.
poisoned him?
You are completely wrong in that aspect. And that is the question.
Wait a minute.
All the questions are answered. Do you just want me to read the story? You
no,
guys have
oh,
guessed
oh,
everything.
So wait a minute. So he just basically was there working. He went inside. He saw the guy was dead. Figured out he was poisoned. Had to be Trixie. He's in love with Trixie, or he wants to just cover. He's in love with Trixie. So he shoots him to make it look like he got shot. Ransacks the place. Leaves. But a bum. And then
Trixie's like, sucker.
She's
like,
ha ha. Like,
and goes back and kills him. Okay.
I'm stressed.
Phew. Yeah.
The story. That one. This one was rough. Buddy was the Bell's gardener. He was madly in love with the flirtatious Trixie. One morning, Buddy arrived at the Bell's house and found Alex's body in the kitchen with a half-eaten muffin in his hand. Before dying, Alex had managed to write the word poison on his morning paper. Buddy immediately knew that Trixie had killed Alex. He also knew that the police would come to the same conclusion. To save the woman he loved, he destroyed the newspaper, shot Alex's body with a gun he had in his glove compartment, and ransacked the house. The police would think that Alex had been shot during a botched robbery. It would give Trixie the alibi she needed. That evening, Buddy telephoned Trixie and told her of her heroic or his heroic deed. She went to his apartment. Although grateful, she honestly told him she could never love him. Bitch. Buddy grew angry and threatened to tell the police. She spotted the gun. After one quick shot, Buddy became a convenient suicide.
What?
Special information, Trixie and Buddy were not in cahoots.
No.
Buddy did not kill Alex. He is guilty, however, of being an accessory after the fact. The solution, investigators must discover that Trixie poisoned Alex. To give her an alibi, Buddy shot the already dead Alex, disguising the time and manner of his death. To keep Buddy quiet, Trixie shot him with the same gun and made it look like suicide.
She had to get real close to people like she was suicide.
That was the hard thing, because immediately when you say, oh, were they intimate or whatever? And you're like, no. Well, then why the hell would somebody kill somebody and you're not?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not just going to go murder my gardener or my,
boss.
You know, my boss because his wife brings me lemonade on every other Wednesday.
It sounds like she doesn't even do that.
You're right.
He was right. Yeah.